Hello. Thank you so much for listening to WCRS today. My name is Rose Life. I am a meditation instructor and life coach right here in Columbus, Ohio. I am so grateful that you are listening wherever you are, whatever time it is. I realize I used to say good morning, and I realize it is possible that you are not listening in the morning. So good day, wherever you are listening, however you are listening. I am truly, truly honored that you do take this time to meditate with me each and every day or as often as you can. No pressure to do it every day. It is a benefit for sure, but you're in charge of your life, not me and not anyone else. So thank you for doing this. Thank you for tuning into yourself because it is adding so much to the goodness of the world each and every moment that you focus on the good and clear your mind and the chatter and those fragmented thoughts that just get lodged in your life. Be free of that. Free yourself and free others. So today I want to talk about missing people, especially in this holiday season. There can be so much pain about having a family member that is no longer there. Maybe they have moved away, maybe they have passed on, maybe there is a broken relationship and you miss someone or a group of people so much and it just hurts your heart. And it feels maybe that you just can't get over it. And you put yourself in solitude and you don't know what to do. I just want to share with you that each and every moment that you had with that person was an act of love and an act of generosity and peace that was given to your soul. And you have the ability to reconnect with that. I believe that each and every person that is in your life, even for the shortest amount of time, fills a purpose for you. For instance, if you have an interaction with someone that feels negative and feels uncomfortable, that energy stays within your body so that the next time you meet someone that maybe has negative intentions, that old energy comes back up and reminds you, hey, we've done this before. We felt this before. Are you sure that you want to trust this person? Are you sure that you want to give extra information that maybe you don't? So the same is true with those positive things. All of that energy is alive within your body. All of that energy helps create the goodness of who you are so that you get to mirror back into the world the joy that they gave you or the peace and the love that they gave you. Whatever it is, you have all of that right within you, right here and right now. So today, let's go on a little journey to your heart. Are you up for that? Are you willing to do that? Good. So if you are in your car, just listen passively. If you are not, go ahead and close your eyes. Allow your body to just begin to relax. During this first few minutes, you may need to itch or move and adjust. That's totally fine. Find the perfect way for you to be comfortable, whatever that is. No magic poses. Sink down, let all of the muscles be at ease. Imagine them just melting away. And we're going to take three nice deep breaths, breathing in peace and breathing out all that does not serve us. Breathing in the peace and breathing out those fragments that are not needed at this time. Breathing in peace and breathing out anything that is not important to hold on to in this time. Those important things will come back to us later, and we will get to choose what to do with them with a clear, focused mind. And allow your body to just sink down even deeper, relaxing, feeling the peacefulness around your neck and shoulders. Just letting everything go. And pay attention to the thoughts in your mind now, asking them just to be still for a little bit, that you are granting them a small vacation. Your mind works so hard for you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it is more than happy to just be still for just a little bit. And as it thanks you for this opportunity to rest, it begins to slow down and slow down a little bit more and even a little bit more. And you thank it for taking such great care of you all the time. And as those thoughts slow down, you just feel an even deeper ease all throughout your body. It's almost as if it is floating, weightless. And you just feel how good that feels to be at ease and calm. And now you just focus on that heart space. And you take a look at it. Have you put anything around your heart space to protect it? Maybe you've put a lock on it. Maybe you've surrounded it in barbed wire. Maybe you've encased it in iron. If you have put any of these protective measures or any others that I've not mentioned, I ask you to please consider for this short time to remove them. Take them off and set them aside. Right now, the only thing that can penetrate and permeate this heart space right now is you. And certainly you do trust yourself. So if you are willing, please remove them and set them aside. Gently caress that heart space, sending it love. Give it any message that you want to tell it, to let it know that it is safe at this moment. And you ask it for entry, and it is happy to comply because it knows your loving energy, your loving self. And as you go in, your intent is to reconnect with this person that you miss so much. Maybe it's more than one. And you go in and you find these memories. This laughter, this joy, this bliss. It feels like you are reliving them in this moment. You smell the smells. You feel the embrace on your skin. You feel the light flutteriness of the heart, almost like there is butterflies in it. So much so that a smile moves across your face in this moment. This person or people that you miss so much are encoded in each and every cell in your body. They are so much a part of exactly who you are and how you operate in the world that they are never truly separated from you, no matter their earthly plane way of being is. They are with you. They are part of you, always present in this heart space. Feel how good it feels to be with them again, in this moment, in this time. Embrace them. Is there a message that you never got to voice? Never had the courage to voice. Look them in the eye and let them know how much you love them. Offer them that message. From your hearts to their heart. Feel their response. Allow this to be part of you. Allow this to heal that space around your heart. Allow yourself to be satisfied with this new way of interacting with this person or these people. It may be different than what your humanness wants to know and feel, but be satisfied with these beautiful memories. Be satisfied with this new way of communicating. Be satisfied with the energy that is encoded within you of this person. They are never really gone. Space and time do not matter in the area of energy and love. It's all just right now. So if there's anyone else that you want to connect with in this time, in this space, in your heart. Pull up those memories and those emotions. Let them be alive within you. Feel the presence and be satisfied. Now take another look at your heart space as you walk out of that safe place. And you see where anything that you have removed is healed. It looks brand new again. That love that you infused in it has healed it. It is 100% up to you if you want to put those protective measures back around it. So you make your choice, and you either put them back on, or you put them in a safe storage place. The choice is yours always. And now you take the trip upstairs into your mind. And you thank it for the little vacation. And it thanks you for the little vacation. And you ask it to please put into archival storage anything about the relationship memories that you have had with these people, this person, that is less than positive. Because those are old news and you don't need them. And you want direct access to all of the good and happiness. All of those feelings and emotions, those are what we'll be focused on from here on out. And it is so happy to comply with you. It loves supporting you and what you want. So it is on the case for you. So any regrets or bad days that you had with these people, they are just put away. The balance of life is not always positive. If it was always positive, you would never fully appreciate the good. But we can archive and put away the feelings that do not serve us in this time of being satisfied. And so you allow that work to just continue on. And you just look around at all of the books and pictures of those happy memories, those happy times. And you just bask a little bit more in that feeling of knowing it's still right here with you. It's still alive in you. It's part of your interactions with people each and every day. It is much like the gift that keeps giving. How this person shaped you keeps spreading, keeps moving, from person to person. That energy is alive inside the world. It's alive inside you. It's never gone. And you feel a brand new wave of satisfaction. A feeling how good it feels to be a conduit for this person in the world. Time and space do not matter. This moment is a new beginning, just as each moment is a new beginning. So you're filled up and renewed with this love, this new energy that is really the old energy. But you are filled up with it and filled up with the satisfaction. The good, the joy, the smiles, the happiness. And you are ready to just pour that out all before you into so many people. It is like a waterfall of love. Of kindness, of respect, of joy. Feel how good that feels to be a part of such greatness. This is the gift that that person or those people gave to you, and you are more than ready to give it to others. So that whole archival process is now done. You are feeling so happy, so ready, so alive. You are radiating. You are amplified. With this new old energy. So you just let your mind know that it is okay to come back online. That little vacation is over, and it's okay if it wants to not pick up so much of this extraneous work anymore. So you've healed your heart. You are radiating and ready to be this waterfall of love into the world. And your mind is all on board with everything. And slowly and gently, you start feeling your human body again, but in this brand new way. Feeling this amplified love that you are. And when you open your eyes, you just see the vividness of life. Thank you so much for meditating with me today. I hope that this has served you well. I hope that it has been a part of your healing. Quantum mechanics says that once You bond with someone, and it doesn't take very long to bond. That they are never ever separated from you. Einstein called it spooky mechanics or something like that. I do encourage you, if you are intrigued by this, to go ahead and look into some quantum mechanics, because you are never ever separated from anything that you have ever been in contact with. It's part of the beauty of the system. I love to hear from you. I've received a beautiful email this week from Eugene and Lily thanking me for my meditations in healing, helping them to heal from a loss. And I let them know that this meditation was coming this week. This has been hard for a lot of people this year who have dealt with loss and are feeling this void in their life. And the truth is, the void humanly is there, but not energetically. That person is still within you. That person is a gift to you and is still alive. And you get to carry that energy forward. You get to carry that love forward. And you get to operate for them in the world. It's beautiful. And thank you, Eugene and Lily. And thank you for anyone else who would like to contact me. I would love to hear from you and help you with your own meditation. My email address is hello@roselifecoaching.com. And until next week, happy meditating. Bye.